we certainly had a lot more laughs on this movie, just in the general enjoyment of
right.
it, because Aliens was a tough shoot for him. The crew was a little hard on him. They didn't know who he was.
Right.
He kept setting up screenings of Terminator. They wouldn't bother to go.
Right.
Their point of view was, we have Ridley Scott, who's this whippersnapper from Canada.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got to know Jim in a different way once that film ended, that he's
right.
really so witty, so charming, and so warm, and he wasn't, you know, fighting for his life. We're like, let's make the girl the hero. No one will ever think that that will happen. But, you know, I mean, what we were doing, I thought, was fascinating enough. We were telling a science fiction story in this really innovative way, showing space as a real environment, not putting it on a pedestal like Kubrick had done. The creature had such grace and elegance and terror to it. And the designs were so mind-blowing, you know. So I, you know, although I wasn't really interested in making movies, I wanted to be a theater actress. But I thought, if I have to make a movie, this is a good one to do. This is really interesting.
Is that how you saw it at the time? Did you see it
I'll just have to do this.
Oh, I'll do this while I'm waiting for my next stage.
I'll do this until I get a job at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis, where they asked me to come and be part of their repertory company.
Is that really how you felt?
That is what I felt they told me at Yale that I couldn't do. That really broke my heart. I felt that we were saying, you can never be part of a company like the Guthrie. And having an English mother, of course, my dream was to be part of a repertory situation the way she had done. And I've actually tried in my career to do what I did want to do, which was play a big part, play a small part, be in a comedy, be in a tragedy, jump around as if I'm my own little repertory company.
It's interesting, both in Aliens, the Alien series, and in Avatar, the company
mm-hmm.
is a feature, the sort of something that's nasty out there
yeah.
doing bad stuff. Very much fits the environmentalist
mm-hmm.
theme.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the company is winning in our society?
I think it's won in our society. And I think now it's time for us to take back the fort. I think it's won for too long. I think we have to save those people from themselves. I mean, when you watch the National Park series, what's so interesting is that it shows that people love nature. They couldn't wait to get out there. And then they'd want to build something there, and they felt that nature was there to feed us and to give us profit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were starting to build things in the Grand Canyon, and the legislators on Capitol Hill had to stop them
mm-hmm.
from doing what they were doing. And now they all go, oh, well, of course those had to be national parks. But people left to their own devices won't make wise choices for the environment. They can't see that far ahead. And I've gone up to, like, we have a beautiful state park in the Adirondacks. I've gone up, followed a rental boat along the lake, where you see they brought in these big bags of food from McDonald's, and they drop them overboard.
Mm-hmm.
They've traveled for 6 hours from New York City to get to this pristine wilderness, and then they're
That's horrifying.
It's horrifying that they're not thinking.